Hey there, rock stars. Sarah Rockin' Robbins here, author of the best-selling book, Rock Your Network Marketing Business, and the top-selling CD series, The Rockstar Recruiting School. Welcome to the Rockstar Recruiting School Masterclass Edition. In this session, we're going to be talking about how to rock your recognition and create a culture that causes your team to be unstoppable. When you're leading a volunteer army, these are two very important things to be sure you're doing right. Good leaders are great at recognition for accomplishments, both great and small. I've heard people say people will work harder for praises than raises, and I'll just say, I'll be honest with you, I know that to be true for myself. I once got a handwritten card from our company president, and it felt so good to be acknowledged and know that she knew what I was doing, that, man, I posted it in my office. I screamed when I got it. It really motivated me every day to continue to stay on her radar and to continue to become more successful. That card meant more to me than any other thing that I've earned in the business. And the great news for the company, it was free. But what did it mean to me? Man, it was priceless. So remember that. Recognition can be free, but the results that it produces are priceless. Recognition equals retention. Recognition equals retention. You know, times can get tough in this business, and if you're recognizing not only outcome but activity, it's going to encourage people to make one more call, face one more no. In a business where there's a lot of rejection, recognition keeps morale high. It's so important. Your groups are going to be made up of a lot of people, each doing a little bit. People will stay when they're praised and when they feel that they're a part of something bigger than themselves. So to create a culture where people are glued to the recognition, that's important. You want to create a culture where people are addicted to recognition. It's like the glue that holds everything together. Some of our fastest growing teams have really created a sororityhood or a sisterhood type feel that their friends, you know, when they see it on Facebook, they want to be a part of their team and that the people on their team would never want to leave. Recognition and culture creates that. So remember this always. You work for your team. They don't work for you. They did not get into this business to get another boss. They make you money, and over time, they are either going to appreciate that or resent that, depending on how well you've treated them. Now, people don't need to be adored, but they do need to be appreciated. I'm going to say that again. People don't have to be adored, but they do need to be appreciated. So I'm going to talk to you about five ways that I create culture and recognize my group. The first is through social media. The second is through written recognition. The third way is through personal calls. The fourth way is through major milestone recognition. And the fifth way is through recognition at events and on team calls as well. So let's talk about how you can rock your recognition in these five categories. We'll first start with number one, social media. Now, social media is a great tool that will help you to edify your leaders, encourage your teams, and engage your online audience as you post. Now, I explained in the previous sessions, I create team Facebook groups. So people are a part of something bigger than just themselves or just their, you know, small growing teams. And it's cool. People recognize their new members of their team there and post pictures of them. They recognize their superstar sellers, their rockstar recruiters, the people that are promoting, and they can, you know, ask their questions and share best practices too. So that's been awesome. But I also do some recognition on my personal profile on Facebook. Why? Well, it does what I call the three E's. It edifies your leaders, you know, the person you're recognizing. It encourages your team when they see new people joining or people promoting, it encourages them. And it also engages your online audience. You know, you're posting, they're watching. Man, I've got to ask her more about what she does. So use social media to welcome your new business partners. Again, I have new people text me the day they get their kit to announce their business formally. and plan the launch of their business. So I tell them, hey, when you get your kit, take a cool picture of you with it. And if you've got kids or family, make it fun and do it together. Use that little Rona app or another app where you can put text on the picture. Say some fun things. Hey, mama's got a brand new business. And put a link to your site. Check it out with that picture. And of course, again, when people like or comment, hey, thank you for your support of my business. I've been meaning to reach out to you. Tell you more about it. And I announce them on my page a few days after as well. Again, this edifies the new person. They immediately start getting a bunch of my team members saying, welcome, welcome. You're in great hands. We're so happy to have you as a part of the family. And by the way, you have to train your team when they see those pictures and those posts to do that. And immediately, day one, my new consultant feels a part of the community. It also encourages your team when they see the team is growing and they get in on the fun of welcoming and congratulating, which also creates culture. But this also engages your online audience who see what you're doing and how much fun you're having. And they want to tap into that too and be a part of your fun and fast-growing team. Trust me, after a while, they will ask you. Now, I also teach my team as well, you know, don't be afraid to post congratulations to other people who aren't on your team. We really, you know, part of our culture is we've got a collaborative group who's supportive of everybody within our entire company. Really, we are all one big team with one mission to change a lot of lives. It's what it's all about. So if you see so-and-so is earning their company car or a trip, give them a shout out, post a picture of them. That's going to edify that person and create awareness around your business as well. So teach your team how to do recognition and do it well. And of course, remember, it starts with you. Now, similarly, you can use posts on social media to congratulate people, like I said, for cars earned, trips achieved, promotions in business, bonuses, successful events, etc. You can post pictures of them and really paint the picture of what's possible for others. This edifies them, encourages your team, and engages your online audience. And they'll want to ask you, so what do you do? Again, I do this on my personal page and on the team pages too. Now, I also recognize my customers. You can share the before and after pictures or their testimonials, and this edifies them. Encourages our team that our products work, and man, I better share these stories or share these pictures. And it engages the customer's online audience and my online audience, right? Friends, family, prospects, to get them thinking, man, I've got to try this product too. All right, so number two, let's talk about how to do written recognition because it rocks. I shared the story about my company president. This is so simple to do and so incredibly affordable. So I created these little personalized note cards with their team logo, and inside I just put a little message that says, you rock. And I send this out whenever I notice somebody does something that deserves to be celebrated, big or small. And it's really neat. I'll just send a handwritten note, and people have said so many times, you don't even know what it means to get a handwritten note from you. It's so incredible. They post pictures of them on Facebook, which, by the way, we train our team. Whenever you get recognition, post it on Facebook. Because again, it edifies that person, encourages the rest of the team, and engages everybody's prospects that are watching them online. Now, sometimes I'll put little $5 gift cards inside, maybe, you know, a coffee gift card to say your business is brewing, keep it up. Or a little shopping gift card that says you're on target for a great promotion and give them that gift card to go shopping at that store. Or maybe I'll say, you're really rocking it with an iTunes gift card. Little thoughtful tokens go a long way. Another way to do written recognition well is through doing a spotlight on success and do monthly recognition newsletters. People love seeing their name in lights. So in addition to making announcements of your calls and events, take up a huge section of your monthly newsletter to recognize the rock stars on your team. So here's who I recognize. Superstar sellers. So maybe the top number of people in personal sales. The rock star recruiters. You know, you can say who they are or who they brought in. And also, of course, those who made big promotions. Now, you might want to recognize newbie knockouts too, depending on the size of your team. So, you know, maybe it's a section with all the new people have joined you. Our team is so big that at this point it would be pretty hard to do. Or maybe just feature a few newbies who got off to a strong start in their business. What about even having a section for a rock star of the month or a distributor of the month who exudes the characteristics of the culture that you're trying to create? You know, they help people inside and outside of their team. These are people who are going above and beyond. They have a spirit of excellence. They've created a culture of generosity. They're supportive. They're collaborative to the entire community of consultants in your whole company. Those people deserve to be recognized. And people will want that spotlight, so they will start acting accordingly. It's really cool. All right, number three. What about personal calls of congratulations? So my husband and I will pick up the phone. We do this together. It's a great way to get to know leaders on your team. People love that personal connection. Number four, major milestone recognition. Now, for major milestones, I like to send a small token of appreciation to people. The biggest mistake that I see leaders make is spending oodles of money on designer gifts, and then their team, who may or may not be able to afford it, feels pressure to do the same thing. I'll never forget what one of my mentors, million-dollar earner Donna Johnson, reminds me. Sarah, it's not a question of if you can afford to. The question is can your team duplicate it? Whatever you do, your team is going to feel that they have to duplicate. Puts pressure on them, right? I mean, for my personal team members who, you know, have achieved million-dollar circle or the very top recognition ranks of the pay plan, sure, you can do something individual. But look at all of the promotions that are happening on your team and the different levels and how they will grow over time. You know, we have that level of leadership where I remember at one point I had 5 people recognized at that level, then 50, and now over 500. And it'll be 5,000. And so I now ask myself this question. I ask, is this scalable? So meaning, you know, now I have 5 people recognized at this title, but soon I'll have 50, and I know someday I'll have 500, so on and so forth. And then the second thing is can this duplicate? So if I do this for my personal team, can they do this for theirs if they desire to? So here's some cool examples, just little examples and ideas. For example, a car achiever, you know, a cool keychain is a great idea. I've gone to a coach outlet store and sent them for being a great coach to their team. Remember, volume-based goals is a team achievement. They also have cool passport holders, which are great for trip achievers to take on their travels. Flowers, phone calls, cards are great options too. Also, what about personal gifts or fun gifts or ways that they can celebrate with their family? Have a team member who has kids? You know, send them some pizza for a family pizza night or a little gift basket with some movies and popcorn for a movie night to celebrate with their family. That means a lot to people. We've actually sent our corporate team pizza parties on us to thank them for their hard work and all they do. We are all about establishing a great relationship with our corporate team. We couldn't do what we do without them. We want a great relationship with them. It's affordable and it makes them feel appreciated. So be creative and have fun with it and teach your team to post the recognition, the accomplishments that they're earning, because you never know who's going to see those flowers and say, oh man, I want to be a part of something where I'm recognized too. I need to ask her about this. All right, so number 5 is events and calls. You know, locally we've done red carpet recognition events to allow our teams to dress up, dance, and have fun. We've allowed superstar sellers, rockstar recruiters, and each level of leadership walk a red carpet. We even had somebody there taking pictures, so we told them, hey, the paparazzi's gonna be there snapping your pictures, and you can post them in a Facebook album later on. At every event we do, somebody always has an iPod with great music and speakers. Again, it can be affordable, guys. And we seem to make a dance party wherever we go, whether it's on a conference room after a meeting or on a beach after, you know, one of our trips. Our leaders have also gotten together to do parties at conventions, so some big after parties. And again, we make it affordable. We each pool in our money. We work together as a leadership team to create unity and culture and foster collaboration. And as we've grown and our incomes have grown, we've been able to hire DJs and we do dancing and we have photographers. And, you know, each leader will bring like a little gift to, you know, give away, and we'll give them a ticket, you know, when they come in to be able to earn one of the cool gifts. We reinvest into our leaders. You know, we get together at these conventions once a year, and these convention parties to me are my opportunity to really give them a big thank you. It's like one big thank you card to all of them for their hard work that year. And it truly becomes one of the highlights of convention and their year. Now, I will say this, it's kind of cool because, you know, if you tell them, well, we're going to have a leadership party. For example, I told you for us that title level five. Well, hey, we're going to have a lucky level five party. And to attend, you're going to have to be a level five by August, whatever date. People want to be a part of those parties so bad. We see major promotions that lead up to those events. Your team starts to grow. Your leadership starts to grow. It's really, really cool. And once they're a part of those events, they never want to miss it again. So they're maintaining those levels of leadership too. So other ways that we create culture at these big events like convention, I'll tell my team we have an annual tradition. Wear an orange ribbon on your name tag. So any orange ribbon, you can be creative, you can make something, you can just buy an orange ribbon and tie it on your name tag or pin it on. But this is going to help me to find you in that sea full of people. I want to see your smiling face. I'm going to find you. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to handshake you. I'm going to high five you. It's my way that I can thank them when I see them in a crowd. Again, it really creates culture, and it's an awesome annual tradition. I also love doing retreats with my leaders. We're planning one at our lake home here. I'm so excited. My mom has a lake home not too far from me. So we're going to get a flagship hotel, a place for people to stay, a little room block. And we're going to do some trainings and events there. And I can't give everything away on this, of course, because I'll ruin the surprises for them. But we'll be able to bring them in to some fun events at our homes as well. So we'll do some recognition, training, and we are going to have tons of fun. They're so busy pouring into people all year round. This is our way to pour back into them. So remember, if you're just starting off, take a deep breath. Remember, you can rock recognition for free. You can build up to some of these things and literally build into some of them. You can do recognition for free on your team calls or at your events by just having people stand and be acknowledged for what they've done. When all else fails, love people into success. As I write this, I recently celebrated the success of one of my leaders, Nikki Lazo. She made a major promotion in our company to the top of the plan. And in the past few months, she's tripled her volume. She earned her company car. She's pursuing her dream and working with children in need around the globe through the resources her network marketing business has provided her. Now, here is what I love most about Nikki's story. She wasn't a fast starter. She's been in the business for almost 3 years, and she only started seeing notable success in her business over the past few months. Most people would have quit by now. Now, she admits there's times where she wanted to quit and wondered if success would ever come to her. And although she was discouraged, she continued to remain coachable and committed. And she never breathed a breath of negativity to her team. Did you hear that? She never breathed a breath of negativity to her team. I would speak words of affirmation to her, reminding her of her dreams and how much I believed in her, and she would do the same. I spoke to her about the power of her words and encouraged her to declare greatness over her life, her business, and her team. And she spoke those faith-filled words over her team, even when success didn't seem possible. Now, during this time in her business, what was happening was Nikki's faith was being built and her confidence was being restored. And she was being refined and prepared to be the leader and woman that she was intended to be. Over the past 90 days, her business was completely transformed, and I can barely recognize Nikki. She has become a dynamic, strong, assured leader, paying it forward to her team. And let me just say, Nikki's team loves her. They love her. But here's what she's done. She's created culture. And I want you to really listen to this next part, because this is where a lot of leaders miss out on a huge opportunity to grow leadership and to step into their greatness. Nikki created a culture of edification between her upline. So she's always speaking about, you know, man, so-and-so has been so helpful to us and we're so excited to have her and she's fantastic. She does it with her downline. Man, I couldn't be here without you guys. Okay, who's next? Who's going to be in their car? All right, you guys, you're next. We're doing this. And to her sideline sisters in the company, literally, I went to her event and not only did she recognize me as her sponsor, there's a woman locally. I live in Michigan. She lives in California. There's a woman locally, Marianne Benedetti, who's helped her tremendously in her success. What did Nikki do? Called her up and said, this is my second mama in the business and I honor her. And in turn, guess what? Her team respects and honors her too, with the same measure that she's shown honor. She's created one of the strongest cultures in the company. Her team oftentimes says, we feel like a family. Good leaders know how to do that. They know how to edify the entire organization, which includes their corporate team, their upline, their downline, their sideline sisters and brothers that aren't on their team, and it's so important. You know, people make the mistake when pride comes in. We know the old verse, pride comes before the fall. We start to think, man, we know it all. Don't go on this person's team, or don't do this, or don't do that, or don't go to this event or this call, or blah, blah, blah. And we start to shelter people and think we're doing it best, and we start to dishonor others, and it falls apart. And eventually the team starts saying, well, I don't want to be a part of this. And they all start coming back around. Well, wait a minute. People are smart. We've got to create that culture of unification and edification. So why is it important to edify your company? Here's why. So your team feels a sense of security as to whom they're entrusting their future to. Why would you not say that you have the best corporate leaders in the world? Why do you want to edify your downline? Well, it's obvious. They contribute to your income and they will appreciate or resent that based on their relationship with you. Why edify your upline? It's critical. They have to be effective when working with your team on calls and at events. But again, you're going to notice your team will give you the same respect in the same measure that they've seen you give to those who have gone before you. Lead by example. Be a person of abundance and integrity that will carry you through leadership in the long term. Do the right thing at all times. Honor your team. Honor the company. Don't gossip. I love how my friend Orrin Woodward leads. When someone comes to him with gossip, he says, can I go to that person right now and quote you? You know, let's go talk to them. And if the answer is no, he knows that person isn't looking for solutions. They're looking to gossip. So he's created a culture of excellence with his group. And when there's a conflict, now the goal is to create a resolution. He doesn't allow room for division or dissension, dishonor, disunity. Again, it's all about edification of the company, those who have gone before you, those who have come after you, and those maybe that aren't on your team that you don't benefit from, but you can show them love and honor. So create a culture of honor on your team. I was listening to a faith-based teaching. It's called The Honors Reward by John Bevere. If you ever think it would be something that would interest you, you can Google it and watch the YouTube video. It was great, but he talks about honor. And honor, really, I mean, if you really focus on honor, think about the type of culture and unity that you can create. When there's unity in the group, you as a group are unstoppable and you can receive your full reward. Nobody wants to stall or stop. You see, when you can be trusted with the measure of leadership that's been given to you, you will be given more to lead. Think about that. When you can be trusted with the measure of leadership given to you now, you will be given more to lead. As the good book tells us, we have to honor those who labor among you and are over you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. It also says, be at peace amongst yourselves. When I see groups stall in our profession, I counsel and I coach a lot of leaders. 9 times out of 10, here's the problem. Discord and division has come into play. People get prideful, or, you know, they reach a measure of success, but they stall when pride comes in or a spirit of competition comes in. Can you imagine if we were to annihilate the spirit of competition and create a culture of unity? Commit to maintaining unity on your team. Model for your team how to honor leadership in the company. Model for them how to honor those that we lead. Model for them how to be abundant with those in the company, regardless of whether or not you financially benefit. Remember, at the end of our life, there is going to be no teams anyway. Show honor, respect, and appreciation. Again, people don't have to be adored, but I believe they do need to be appreciated. Acknowledgement and honor is pleasing to God and it's pleasing to others. Acknowledge the sources that you've drawn success from, whether it's God, whether it's family, whether it's your friends, whether it's your mentors, whether it's your leaders, whether it's your team, and be thankful and grateful. Acknowledge the people that have been placed in your life to get you to where you are. If you acknowledge the people who helped you to get to where you are, it causes them to want to do it again. Again, that's your leadership and those you lead. If you can't acknowledge the people that have been used to promote you on any level, why would they want to do it again? So recognize, honor, appreciate, acknowledge, and you will continue to be promoted. Appreciation and honor makes what is excellent in others belong to us. You see, people won't remember you for the positions you've held, promotions you've made, or power you've carried. They will remember how you poured into their lives and how you've made them feel. Remember, culture, how you make people feel when they're a part of your team or when they're under your leadership or when they interact with you. And I believe that's what we're going to be accountable for at the end of the day. As a leader, you've been given a great privilege of a huge platform to impact and influence many lives. So be the leader that you'd wish to follow. Lead by example. Love big. Honor others. Paint the picture of what's possible and cast a vision for your team. So can I just quickly talk to you about that for a moment? When as it relates to vision, a wise proverb reads, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Now, I have seen this true for many people that we've worked with and connect with on a daily basis. I've seen dead man walking, let's call them. These are people with no vision, no hope, no joy, no passion, no purpose in life. And they're victims of what I like to call identity theft. They're victims of circumstance and they don't know who they are or where they're going. And therefore, the littlest things or sometimes the toughest tragedies can derail them and they want to give up. Don't be a victim of identity theft yourself. Know who you are and where you are going, and help your team to do the same thing. When you know who you are and where you're going and why you are doing what you do, you have the vision to succeed and the passion to proceed daily, regardless of situation or circumstance. You see, since I started my business, I have encountered trials, tests, leadership challenges, and even tragedy in my life. But because we know our purpose and our passion, we've become unstoppable. I don't leak the garbage onto my team. We learn to respond to situations as they come. I mean, you have a choice. You can choose to react to things or respond to things. I choose to respond behind the scenes and always respond in love and maintain our team's focus and vision and keep them on track. They don't know 99.9% of what happens behind the scenes. And we keep at the forefront of our mind our mission to, number one, love God. Number two, to honor the people that we are to lead. And number three, to love on and to feed orphans. That's our why. So love God, love the people we lead, and love those orphans. Now, because we know our mission, nothing can steal our vision. I recently talked with a woman who told me that her reason why was to prove her husband wrong and to show him that she could be successful in business. We had a great talk, and I reminded her that this was not going to be enough. Her mission couldn't be about getting back, but needed to be about giving back to her family, herself, and any other passions or purposes or people in her life that were important to her. The truth is, she is not responsible for her husband's happiness, and he isn't responsible for hers. Their approval of one another ultimately shouldn't cast the deciding vote on where they're going to go in their life. So we talked about revisiting her reason why. What was she truly passionate about? What would be her motivator in business and in life when times were tough? What is your purpose? What are you passionate about? As leaders, we have to revisit that all of the time. I'm passionate about helping children and families in need. I'm passionate about pouring into the lives of women that I lead. I use my network marketing business as a financial vehicle to pursue my passions, fund our ministries and our projects, and in the process, have found great passion and purpose in leading those and loving those that are a part of our team. Nothing is going to keep me from being my very best for them at all times. You know, I'm always learning and growing. I always say, man, I was a shy teacher in my 20s. I never had a business experience before. Man, God, why did you choose me? Well, I always say he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Thank goodness for the people who are patient with me and loved on me as I was learning my way through leadership. I wasn't always perfect, but I was always trying. I was always learning. I'm always growing. But again, I've always had a vision. I know where I'm going. As a team, we're unstoppable. No situation or circumstance is going to derail us. No feeling of defeat or discouragement is going to distract us permanently. No tragedy will trump our victory. Our past doesn't dictate our future. And no one else, not their decisions or opinions, is going to determine our destiny. You need to know where you're going in life. And it's vital that you have an identity as a leader. We have been called to lead multitudes. We can't afford to lose our passion or deviate from our purpose. Think about that. If you allow yourself to be distracted, or you allow yourself to be down and out, or you allow yourself to sit on the sidelines, What if you miss out on your calling? Well, many more who would have come after you would be missing out on theirs too. You're called to excellence and greatness. It doesn't mean you'll be perfect. But take some time today and write down what you're passionate about. Define your purpose or your reason why, even as a leader. Write out what your culture is going to look like and make a choice to work on that this year. Verbalize your goals to your team. Tell them your mission statement. Tell them what you're thinking about. Tell them the ways in which you're looking to grow and grow them. Make a decision to work toward a common goal together. Become unstoppable. Be unified. If you've made mistakes, it's okay. Tell them. I'm sorry. I didn't know any better. I was learning and growing. People are waiting for you to lead. It's your time. Your time to lead. Undistracted, undefeated, unstoppable you. Know who you are and where you're going and how you're going to take your team to the places that they've been longing to go. What a gift. You know, maybe you're struggling with something now. You may have been have something big to overcome. But that's because your purpose is very big. These trials build our testimonies. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep building. You're getting stronger. Don't quit. I know that sometimes, you know, we just feel like, gosh, and what I'm doing, is it even making a difference? And then I'll read, you know, for example, somebody puts an awesome review on Amazon of my book, They're Not Even on My Team, and how it's changed their life. And I'm like, okay, even if it's just making a difference in one person's life. Sometimes that newness and that excitement starts to wear off. You remember that feeling of excitement and expectancy the day you got your business kit? Well, when the newness wears off and times get tough, we have to recall those feelings and remember why we started in the first place. Because we all have a mission in life, whether it be our marriage, our ministry, our family, our business, our career. We all have people that are depending on us to be effective, to be the best version of ourselves that we can be, and to cast a vision for them so they can reach the potential that they're called to in their life as well. But what if we quit or operate at less than our best because we have a disappointment that we allowed to derail us? You can either give up, give in, or give it all you got. Do not allow division or distraction to come into your team. You see, there's a daily battle for your vision. If you're discouraged, defeated, devastated, allow division, distraction on your team, then guess what? You've become ineffective. You never want to be in that place. That's why it's important to keep our vision strong, to protect relationships, to stay focused on our calling in life and in leadership. We can't throw in the towel every time things get tough. Trust me, I've been there before. You are too legit to quit, okay? If you have that song in your head now, I do. Now try listening to the rest of me without singing that song. But can I get real for you for just a minute? If you're not quite at where you want to be in terms of leadership level, etc., you know, maybe you've listened to some of this stuff and you've learned some things, but you're thinking, man, I don't know if I can do this, or man, I'm just kind of self-doubting myself, or man, you know, you're starting to compare yourself with other people. You know, everybody's timeline is different. God's timeline can be different than ours. But we have to be careful saying, you know, I'm going to give this a month, and if I'm not successful, I quit. No way, Jose, that's not how things work. You're being refined. You're building your leadership in the process. Trust and keep an attitude of faith and remember. This may be exactly where you're supposed to be. Pressure creates diamonds, right? You're growing into that fearless leader, that supportive spouse, that powerful parent, and the person that you're destined to be. Trials build our testimony, and conflict creates character. So it's up to you. You can either give up and assume this won't work for you, or you can press in and assume you're working through your own lessons and your own set of odds, and you're going to find out what they are after you've succeeded. It's your choice. It's not easy, but it's worth it. You're worth it. They're worth it. And by there, I mean your team, your family, your future team, etc. Enjoy the journey. Be a world changer. Never forget who you are, what you do best, and how many people will be inspired by you being authentically you, learning and growing into the leader that you're supposed to be along the way. The privilege of a lifetime is to be who you are, and of course, to love those that you lead. So let's talk about win. What's important now? Get out there, create culture, rock your recognition, love, and lead big. You can so do this. Rock on, rock stars. I believe in you. Now, for more from me, you can visit me on my blog at sararobbins.com. And don't forget to share our rockin' resources with the rock stars on your team. We love, honor, appreciate, and admire each one of you. We'll talk to you soon.